Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello there, my name is Rachel O'Brien, and I'm a Joy of Business facilitator, and today I am your host for the show. So thank you so much for being here, and what an absolute gift to be on the show. So just a little bit about myself. You know, it says something in the intro of the Joy of Business show. It says, if something isn't working for you, this is the place to be. And the motto for my own life is that life and business can be fun, can be joy. And living the life and the business that you love, for what reason can we not create that? And today's the theme of today's show is creating your business from nothing. So how come I chose this topic? Welcome to my life. 6 years ago, I started with the tools of Access Consciousness, and one of the foundation tools is the bars. And these bars are points on your head, and just to give a short summary of them, you lie down, and if you have any stress about money — that's where I had a lot of stress at the time — stress about being a parent, stress about how you're going to look after everything, and you lie on the table and you get your bars run. And I have no clue what really happens in that hour and 15, 30 minutes. You get off the table feeling better, feeling more present, no stress. And there's this sense of, when you get these bars run, that everything is okay. So the bars are one of the foundation tools of Access Consciousness. And this tool has completely changed my life and given me the space to choose and change and create anything that I'd like to create. So today I chose the topic of creating your business from nothing. A lot of the times, first of all, let me go back a little bit. The words joy and business, it was, for me, it was a concept that when I heard Simone talking about it — Simone Milicis is the creator of Joy Business, and not only is she a dear friend to me, and she's also a colleague in that we are totally committed to being us, how we do business, and she has actually completely supported and contributed to me and my life and my creations and being that for me. So the fundamentals of Joy Business is being you and committing to being you and committing to what it is works for you and what you'd like to create. And that is the foundation for anything in itself has to work, because when you're committed to you, it means you're actually like in line with what works for you. So it's a very, like, that is such a different philosophy around business and around the creation of your life. So that's the piece for me. It's being you. And that is the piece that changes everything. And now joy and business. So when I first heard joy and business, it was a concept. It was a concept that joy and business in the one sentence. I had worked in a lot of businesses. I had had my own personal training business in Ireland, in the south of Ireland, in Cork. I didn't grow up in a business family. I did, however, know that life could be ease, and I didn't have that, okay? I knew it was possible. So when I saw Joy of Business, I just had to do that class. And at the time, I had no business, This is anyone who is listening on here today and they're like, oh, but I have no business. How can I listen to the Joy of Business? That's not what it's about, guys. This place, the Joy of Business Show, has been created to show you that your actual business is your life. Every transaction that you make in your daily life is actually the business in your life. And as Simone says, if you wake up in the morning and your heart is beating and you have blood running through your veins, guess what, folks? You're in the business of your life. And that part really rang really true for me in my life. That if I wake up in the morning, I'm actually in the business of my life. Every action, every movement, and every interaction adds value and ease to my life, or it doesn't. And that's where I started. I started at the very, I tore down what my life was supposed to look like, and I started at that base end where I started to look at, huh, if my life is a business, where is it not working? And if everyone in my life, you know, would, if I, Dane Hare, Dr. Dane Hare, who's the co-creator of Access Consciousness, he said, if you don't create your life, this reality will. And he also said, if you were to hire everyone in your life today, if you were to fire, if you were to fire everyone in your life today, and then you were to actually hire people, who would you hire back in? And this was a question that I really sat with. So some of us have people that pull or drag, and we get caught in directions that don't actually contribute to us having a joy in our life. So joy in life and joy in business. So I went to my Joy of Business. I went to the first class in Kensington in London, and it just blew me away. It absolutely blew me away. And the piece that blew me away more than anything else was, what if you could actually have joy and business? And the other piece that blew me away is, what have we made business mean? So that question actually changed my whole life. So if you're listening into the show today and you've all these points of views, your point of view creates your reality, your point of view creates your business. It's still unraveling very much in my life on a moment-to-moment business. So just take a little moment and grab some like pen and paper and just actually ask yourself, what does business mean to me? And it was so funny, such a simple one-line question opened up so much for me in my world that I didn't actually cognitively realize that business meant men in suits. Business meant families that had lots of money. Business wasn't, I wasn't good at business. And business, it was something that was outside of me. And I had all these decisions about business. No wonder my businesses weren't working for me. So this is the piece, is that when you come into the Joy of Business, whether it be a radio show or an intro class, there's facilitators all over the world facilitating this work. And when I look at the future that's creating with our art and the awareness of the future that creates, it continues to just inspire me to be and play with these tools. Okay, so do yourself a favor today and write down, what is business to me? And guys, I have worked with people that are property developers, accountants, doctors, IT guys, and all of them, when I asked them this question, they realized the level of judgment that was actually, that they had projected onto business. And this is how come I am so grateful for these tools. Because one of the tools that we use in Access, it's one of the 10 keys to freedom, is no judgment. So imagine our world if we didn't do business from judgment. And one of Simone's questions that I continue to reach for anytime I have a judgment over what I'm creating is, what if you could never fail? What would you choose today? I just love that question. I mean, we're all here having a human experience, and we've taken on a body, and we're on this planet. And we are so programmed to believe that there is loss and there is failure. And for me to see someone stand in the presence of who they be, which is the molasses, and say, hey, what if you've never, ever, ever failed? What would you choose? And this question just opened me up to, hey, sure, you know what? I'll give it a go. And I started my business. Number one, I had no money in the business, no money to put into the business. For me, I didn't have like parents that had money, or I didn't have anyone around me. I just didn't have that possibility in my life. So I started creating my business with the basic questions of, what can I be and do today to make more money right away? And when you ask that question, the next question is, hey, now what action can I take? What action can I take? So the simple actions that I would take at the start was, for me, I started with a bars business, and that's facilitating access bars. And I started talking to people about the bars. I knew the work had changed my life, as I said to you. When I started Access, I had a highly stressful life. My body was in a lot of anxiety, and things weren't ease and joy and glory. So joy of business is just, guys, can you, if you begin to get like the difference of what joy of business is delivering to our world, and what can we change, choose, and create. And that's the whole philosophy of joy business. What can I change? What can I choose? And what can I create? And what if I could never fail? What would I choose? So I began as a bars facilitator. And then I loved it so much. And Simone says, business is not about paying the money. It's not about creating the bills. You know, it's not about creating money to pay the bills. It's about creating money to create future possibilities for change. And for me, one of my greatest inspirations is my own life started to change. The people that I was running their bars' life started to change. I was a Pilates teacher at the time. My Pilates classes started to change. My meditation classes started to change. And everything had an ease to it that I didn't actually have before. So if you're out there and you're like, oh my God, I have no idea where to start. I haven't got this and I haven't got that. We say in Access, destroy and uncreate all that. What we mean is all of that is there's no presence, there's no possibility in that self-talk. And that self-talk creates an energy of you not actually creating anything. So today, what if you ask a question? What would I like to create? Who can I talk to? And it's so simple, you might actually negate it. These are such simple, simple tools. And believe it or not, folks, I'm in Germany today in Cologne, just after facilitating classes at the weekend. Last weekend, I was in the UK. And this is how I started to create my business. So we're heading into break. I'll talk some more after break. Thanks for being here.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, my name is Rachel O'Brien, and I am your host today for the Joy of Business radio show. And before the break, I was talking about business and all the judgments, all the projections, all the expectations, all the judgments, all the rejections, and all, like, God, this is one of the tools we use in Access: projection, expectation, judgment, separation, and rejection. And how often in life do we actually conclude that we're separate from business? What if we have a natural, what if you, remind me, what if you have a natural capacity to create business? What if you have gifts and capacities that you haven't even tapped into, let alone claim, owned, or acknowledged? And as we were on break, I was just pondering over the class that I facilitate, which is a business and money class. It's a business and money business class. It's the business 101 class. And I was looking at the people who have showed up in these classes. I'm a Joy Business Facilitator 2 years now. And I was remembering, and these are just little stories that just show you when you start to be present with what you can create and ask these questions. So if you are starting a bars business, if you are starting, a friend of mine here is starting, has started her photography business. I have another friend who's a glass blower in the UK. And these people came to these Joy Business classes. And you can start your day with what questions do I need to ask? What do I need to put in place for my business? Who or what do I need to include in my business? What action do I need to take today to keep my business moving? Okay? So there's an amazing girl called Gina Landbridge, and she makes pottery. She's a potter and a glass blower in Surrey in the UK. And about a year and a half ago, she showed up at a Joy Business class, and she was ready to quit the business. And she had made the most amazing mugs, Christmas decorations. She was a glass blower, these beautiful pink, all different color vases. Just even get the beauty of her products as I talk about them. And she had decided that she couldn't do business. That wasn't her forte, and she was going to go working for someone. So I got her to look at, like, her product and the gift that it was to the world. And she makes the most beautiful personalized products. She puts little baby feet into mortar, and then she brings the shape and she writes their name. And when you look at that, that's a creation that lasts the whole life of the baby, because you can always look back and go, wow, I started that with that size feet. Look at the evolution of growth and our bodies. And also, as I talk about bodies, we include our bodies in the Joy of Business. It's including your body, whereas a lot of the times we've been taught to go against our bodies in business. Whereas the Joy of Business, you actually include your body and you have gratitude for your body in business. So bringing that gratitude of your body to your business also, okay? So this girl came to class, and she hadn't been willing to look at the finances, get clear on how much the business was costing her to run. And this, guys, if you're out there, please start with just sitting down and making a note of what your expenses are in your business. For me, I wasn't tracking my expenses, And yes, my manuals were costing money, my venues were costing money, my snacks for classes. So with this girl, Gina, she was putting a lot of her own money into her business, and she wasn't actually having that down as a cost. Now, one of the tools in Joy of Business is that we actually ask you to look to lift the bonnet, to lift the bonnet on your business, and actually look at how much it costs you to run. Now, I did work with an accountant, and for me, that was my way. I went back and did some study with taxes and VAT and how it all worked. The reason that I chose to educate myself is I was looking at the future that I wanted to create in my business. And as long as I was ignoring the financials, which this is not something that's uncommon. This is something that we see quite a lot. So if you're out there and you don't like doing the figures, that's not wrong. That's not right. Remember, business done from no judgment. It just is. However, when you're not aware of the financials, it creates a lack of presence with the costings of the business. Okay? What are you talking about, Rachel? Now, remember, this is a girl who didn't do the financials of business. So the reason both of my businesses didn't ended up having no money is that I wasn't present with the financials of the business. I'd make money, I'd spend it, I'd make money, I'd spend it again. And then I'd get fed up of what I was doing and I'd walk away from the business. Ring any bells? What if something else is possible? Whereas I chose to actually get present with financials, how much my business was costing me to run a month. Okay, I have a little Excel spreadsheet. For example, I'm in Cologne. What is my accommodation cost? What are my airfares cost? The rental of the room where we facilitate the classes at the weekend. My accountant is a cost. So all these, and really, guys, one thing I would highly recommend, go have a meeting with an accountant, because you will see that there are lots of accountants out there that are willing to actually sit down, give you some time and answer your questions so that you can be clear with your taxes and not run away from something like that at the start of the creation of your business. Okay, I know you're like, ah! Remember, we have this tool called Pop and Pod. Any decisions or any thoughts or considerations you have around taxes, try and uncreate them all. And the beautiful thing is you get present and you know exactly what's required. And it allows your business to grow. And we could do a whole show on that one. We could talk for a whole show on being present with the financials. Okay, and again, remember I said at the start, what does business mean to you? What does taxes mean to you? What does financials mean to you? What does an accountant mean to you? So I think it's really funny how at the time I was looking at my taxes, a guy showed up in my life that I was dating. And guess what, folks? The universe is giggling in the corner because he was an accountant and he had his own practice. So when you ask these questions, magic shows up everywhere, everywhere. How are you going to, Simone says in the Joy of Business book, which is, it's like my Bible for business. She says, you've got to know how much that you would like to generate per month from the business. Okay, now I ran away from this for quite a time. Have you asked your business how much you would like to get paid from it? Okay? Have you asked your business how much you would like to generate? Now, this to me was a crazy exercise, as in, I was like, I can't ask for 10,000 per month. I went from generating 1,800 euro a month to 10,000 a month last year. Now, guys, if you're out there and you're generating 100,000, I'm on my way. And if you're out there and you're generating 1,000 a month, please know that it is totally possible to create anything. My business is growing all the time. You do have to be present and lift the bonnet with the finances, okay? You do have to keep record. If this is something that you absolutely hate doing, find someone to do it for you. Remember, if you have a business, you may have product, you may have life coaching skills. You can coach with the work of Access Consciousness. You can always do a barter system. Do not go to the point of view that I can't afford to have someone do this for me. Because guess what? Your point of view creates your reality. If you say you can't afford it, then you can't afford it. So to cut a long story short, this girl started to look at her finances and she started to look at the cost of the business and she got super pregnant. And that was a one-day class. It was Christmas 2016. That was a one-day class and she contacted me about a week later saying, hey, I've just organized two workshops where I've invited people in to make Christmas decorations and they're both full. Now, what she asked to ask is, how can I have other revenue streams for the business? And this is the thing. A lot of the times in mainstream accounting, we're told cut our costs. That's not the point of view of Joy Business. Joy Business point of view is, how can I increase my revenue? Where can I make more revenue? And that's what you're continuously looking at to generate revenue. So when you get present with the business, the question that I'm asking today is, have you asked your business how much you would like to generate with it per month? And how much would your business like you to have? So that was a big thing. I really skirted around this one. I was like, I can't ask for that. And one thing these tools have shown me, they have proved every I can't that I had, these tools have outcreated my I can't. Now, so have I. Any time that I had an I can't in my world, I would ask, what can I do to create this? So guys, if you're listening to the show by now, you're probably getting a sense that these tools are so different and so much fun. And they also require you to be super present with any point of view that you may have in regard to business. So we're heading into the second break, and what I would like you to look at, you can just jot this down in a little bit of paper, okay? What does business mean to me again? And what does being with the financials and lifting the bonnet on my business mean to me? And ask, hey, what if I was to look at the financials of my business? What would my life be like? So have a little play with those questions. Don't ask them once, ask them a few times because different points of views may pop and we'll see you after break.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, guys. This is Rachel O'Brien, Access Consciousness Facilitator, Joy of Business Facilitator, and today I am your host for the most amazing Joy of Business radio show. So before the break, I was talking to you about what you would like to create with your finances. And I was talking to you about a participant who showed up in a class in December 2016 and how her presence, her lack of presence thereof with the finances of the business was actually destroying the business. So she went and she lifted the bonnet. She had a look at the finances. She asked the question, what can I be to increase revenue in the business? And she created the most beautiful workshops on art and design of Christmas decorations. She does kids' parties. I was in her house the weekend before last, and there was a beautiful pink bowl on the kitchen table. So to me, the Joy of Business classes are the embodiment of Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, what he says about business. And I'm going to read to you what he says about business, because this is just, I've never ever heard this before. Business is something you do that creates the possibility of money by the fact that you enjoy it. I just love this. I'll read it again. Business is something you do that creates the possibility of money by the fact that you enjoy it. So my question is, what would it take for every child in the world, every adult in the world, to know this question? That what would it take to actually create money and by having the joy of what you do? And this line, business is something you do that creates the possibility of money by the fact that you enjoy it. What if we had that in schools? Hey, Jimmy, what's fun for you? What do you enjoy being and doing? And how can you actually create money from that right away? So it's a very, very different concept. And the fact that you're here and you're listening to this, you've already chosen it. Please know that. And then you just go out and create. And the other thing he said, and he said, it's not just one or two things. He said, Manny, check out Gary Douglas. He also has business classes, telecalls on the Access website, so that you can purchase. Business is the one element of where you have chosen to desire something and actualize it in order to create everything you desire in life. I'm going to read this once more, and then I'm going to tell you the experiences that I have had when I've asked this question. Business is the one element of where you've chosen to desire something and actualize it. In other words, bring it into physical reality in order to allow it to create everything you desire in life. So recently I was talking to a guy that I coach, and I said to him, how come you started a business first day, you know? He had a limousine business and then went on to develop property. And he said, because there was something I desired. I desired a greater life for me. He grew up in poverty. I desire a greater life for my family. I knew that I had a capacity with money. He had this ability to actualize money with a lot of ease, okay? And he knew that any time that he was doing something fun, like he used to love seeing people get into the big stretch limos, that any time he was doing something that was fun for him, that he actually enjoyed, he always made money. And this is the piece that I actually adore about Joy of Business. So I know Melanie, one of the team of the Joy Business, she is incredible at graphics. She's incredible at, she's just Instagram, which I'm not great at, and all these social medias. And she loves posting and playing with it and photographs. Get that. What is it that is joy for you? For me, I have this joy with connecting with people, building teams. I can build teams at a click of a finger. That is something people say, Rachel, how did you create, that telecall? I will look at who can I add to this creation that would be really fun for me and would make it total ease and generate money. And then I just gather a team and we go. So what is it that you can do standing on your head? And what is it that you can actually make money from and have fun also? Okay. So I'm going to read that piece from Gary Douglas again. Business is the one element of where you've chosen to desire something and actualize it in order to allow it to create everything you desire in life. So a lot of the times I meet people and they started the business. I worked with a guy who did finance lately and he started the business. He loved numbers, loved Excel spreadsheets, just loved playing with Excel spreadsheets. I like to do that quite a bit myself. He loves playing with Excel spreadsheets and he started his business because he knew that it was easy for him to do finances, and he became aware very quickly that that other people didn't have that ease. And by the time he had met me, he had the point of view that the business was now a burden, that the business owned him instead of he owning the business. And he wasn't having fun with the business anymore. And also one thing that he was missing is he didn't have gratitude. Now, over the period of a couple of conversations, I started to talk to him about, how come he created this business first day? What was the reason that he chose to, he had bought a building and what was the reason that he had put it into physical reality? And he said, it was fun for me. I love business. I love working with people. I love doing their finances. I love showing them possibilities. So please be aware, guys, anytime you go into judgment. Oh, the sound went wonky there. Apologies. Anytime that you go into judgment of business, you actually destroy it. If you're to get anything from this call today, just please know, anytime you go into judgment of business, you absolutely destroy your business. And this is a big one. This is just not like a little line that we throw in. The minute that you go into judgment of it, you destroy everything. Okay? And just please look at that in your life. Ha! Huh. When you start to judge it, this business isn't working for me. Oh my God, I have to work today again. Oh, I have to pay the staff. Oh my God, I have to make another phone call. That energy of kind of resistance and pushing away, how are you going to invite new clients and new customers and even people to buy your product with that energy? People like to interact with someone who actually enjoys what they're doing, who have a joy of business. People that are fun, salesmen that are fun and, have the bit of crack, as we say in Ireland, create the most sales. So where are you actually, what energy are you being with your business? So he took a look at what actually changed in his business. And he realized for the first time ever that he had made the business about money. And it was about the money, the result of money, and how much money he could create. Now, guys, if you're listening to this show, the chances are that money is not your inspiration. Now, money is fun for you. My body requires money. My business requires money. What I would ask you to get clear on is, what is it that you actually desire in your life? For me, one of the big things that I desire is change in our world, okay? And why if your business is the awareness of the future that you can create? So with this guy that I was coaching, he became aware that he had actually lost his gratitude and he had got caught up in the judgment of the money rather than actually remembering that he chose this business to create everything in his, he desired in his life. And in that moment, he got gratitude for the business because he had a beautiful house. He put his kids to school with the business. And actually, the business had actually given him everything in his life that he had desired. So what I would suggest to you today is write that line somewhere. Business is the one element of where you've chosen to desire something and actualize it in order to allow it to create everything you desire in your life. What if your business is the gift that allows you to create everything you desire in your life? Imagine that. No one, I reckon if we actually brought that into school, that we'd have a lot more kids instead of dependent on their income from a corporate, not saying that's right or wrong. We just want to give people choice that they can too create their own business. If we've given that to a kid in school, what if business is the element to actually give you everything you desire in life? Business is something you do that creates the possibility of money by the fact you enjoy it. So that's a complete turnaround in how we've been trained. And how many more people, if you knew you could never, ever fail, wouldn't you just choose everything? Okay? So this is the piece that just, for me, what is it that I desire to create? Lots of money. Money is fun for me. It's play. Money changes people's realities. And for me, what inspires me more than anything else is a world where we can have nurturing with businesses and with possibilities and where we can all activate our capacities and what we know and generate money from that place. And what if that was the joy of business? I absolutely love that. And again, the questions that you can ask, what can I do today that's going to create more money for me right away? Now, guys, there is an action required. What can I be and do that I have never done before? You've got it to create a different result. As Einstein says, you've got to do something different. So what can I be and do that I have never done before that if I would be and do it would actualize money in my life? I just love that. So we are heading into the third break. I will see you guys in a couple of minutes.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, guys. My name is Rachel O'Brien, and I am your host for the Joy of Business today. Sorry for the time delay. We have a little bit of a sound thing going on in the background. How does it get any better than that? So what an absolute pleasure to be here today. And I'm so grateful for the show. Since I've come on and I'm hosting it this time, I've actually been looking at all the Joy of Business classes that I facilitated and the tasters. And I've been looking at the people that have shown up and their willingness to create their business no matter what. And these Joy Business classes, check one out. There's facilitators all over the world. And go pick up the Joy Business Book Club. I have had phone calls, texts, emails from people that have used one tool from this Joy Business book and has created more money in their life. Okay, so before we went to break, I was talking to you about Gary Douglas's point of view about business. You can take that point of view if you like. And business is the one element of where you have chosen to desire something and actualize it in order to create everything in life you desire. So the questions, for me, it's a very different way of living when you wake up in the morning and you are the source of your business. That's another one of the Joy Business tools. Money is not the source of your business. You are actually the source. You create it. You start it. And, you know, when I wake up in the morning, the first energy that I have in my business is I do this thing called energy pulls. And an energy pull is where you actually connect with people on an energetic level, okay? This is how Access Consciousness was created. This is how Gary Douglas created the business of Access Consciousness. So an energy pull is that you pull energy through everyone into your business and you send trickles out into the world. You are connecting with people using these energy pulls. You are building communication with people. And then you ask, who can show up for my business today? And you ask anyone who is looking for the tools of Joy Business to find us. Via the website, the book, the facilitators, classes. So here are some questions that I said before the break. I'm going to give them to you again. I'm asking these of my own business right now, and I'm looking at all the projects. What can I do today that is going to create money right away? And just a little tip on this, if you're a self-creator, in other words, if you're working for yourself and you're creating your own business, get like something on your desk in the morning where you have these questions to start your day with. That presence with your business is a commitment that actually creates it. So what can I do today that is going to create money right away? What can I be or do that I have never done before that if I would be or do it would actualize more money in my life? So guys, we all know the definition of doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is insanity. So one thing that you've got to be and do if you're looking to generate a business and generate money, we've got to have money for the business, otherwise the business can't exist, okay? One of the things is you've got to be willing to do something that you've never done before, okay? So what can I be and do that I have never done before that if I would be or do it would actualize more money in my life? Okay, and then you take an action. What action can I take to create that? Okay, so and what can I do that would be really fun for me, that would make everyone desire what I have to offer with total ease? What can I do that would be really fun for me, that would make everyone desire what I have to offer with total ease. So the other night I was with my friend Nikki, and she had a friend looking after her taxes, and we came back from a facilitating a one-day body class. And when we came back, the girl that was doing her taxes said, oh, where's the invoices for the courses that you took last year? She had taken courses with me. And I was like, that's me. She's taking the courses with me. So I pulled up my laptop and immediately sent out four invoices and a click of a finger. Now, the reason I'm telling you this story is that I had made technology hard. I had the point of view that I couldn't do it. You do require systems for your business. There are simple systems online. Wave is an online accounting package that is free that you can do invoicing from. Xero is $9.99 a month. So you've all these PayPal. Everyone has a PayPal. When I started Access 6 years ago, and not everyone has PayPal accounts. Everyone has a PayPal account now, and you have Stripe also. So these systems, what systems can you set up today that would allow you to receive money with ease and joy and glory? One thing that has been a barrier to me receiving business is when I didn't have systems with a one click where a person could click and pay. Take a look at that, whether you're selling pottery, whether you're selling paintings, if you're doing photography, if you're selling an online product. A very good friend of mine has started selling hats and jewelry online, and his payment system is fast. You've got to give people a way to pay super fast and give them what they paid for, okay? And this is all part of business. So what can I be and do that I have never done before, that if I would be or do it, would actualize money in my life that I've never done before? So you've got to be willing to do something different. And what can I do that would be really fun? What's really fun for you? I had a photography shoot on Monday in Cologne, and we ran around the city going to the botanical gardens, different places. And the photographer, that was total fun for her. So, and it was obvious it was fun for her. What can I be and do that would be really fun for me and would make everyone desire what I have to offer with total ease? And the people that are desiring a life of fun and joy of business, people that aren't desiring joy of business will not show up. People that are desiring joy of business are showing up everywhere on our planet, everywhere. And we can have ease with business. And that's my demand on myself. Whatever it takes, I am going to be with my business and educate me on whatever areas that I require to be educated on so I can have clarity with the creation of my business. And ask, if you're out there, ask for the clients to show up. Hey, ask for the clients to show up. Ask for the project to show up. Ask for your product to show up. Ask for these things. Ask for these things to show up. Because when these things show up, life will get a whole lot easier. They really, really will. So creating revenue streams. Ask each product, each product to show up. Ask it every day, okay? Look at what you can create. What project would you like to create? What class would you like to create? Sorry, guys, I paused there for a moment. There was a little bit of background noise. Somebody was at the door. So just look at, don't go to the, well, do, but it will create, remember your point of view creates your reality. Look at the possibilities, not what you can't do. Get interested in what you actually can create and what you can do. And that requires you to jump off the cliff sometimes. You know, it really, really does. And for those of you out there saying, what's a revenue stream? A revenue stream is a project, it's a class, it's a product, is a revenue stream. And a revenue stream is not just how much money you receive, it's also, I remember Steve Bowman, who facilitates Write Riches, Steve and Shasta Bowman, who facilitate Write Riches for You classes. He put something in my world last year with a question that I had never even considered. He said to me, Rachel, are you aware that every contact that you have is actually a revenue stream? And every class and every every class that you've facilitated is a revenue stream. And I really looked at that, and up until then, no, I had gratitude for everyone who had ever shown up in a class. I'm pretty grateful for everyone that I meet because they add something to my life. I looked at what he had showed me, that how much we have a judgment of what a revenue stream is. What if everyone and all the contacts that you create are actually a revenue stream? So Joy of Business is not about a one track. It's about all the tracks, which is so fun. So, so fun. And again, when I look at my own life, and when I look at what I've created, I'm using the access tools 6 years, actually around, what day did we were, the 11th April, 6 years and a week ago, I went to my first access class. What a lovely way to finish the call. And little did I know then, one of my dreams was to travel the world and facilitate consciousness. And little did I know then, walking through the door to do this class, I only had my bars on the Monday, and I went to do this class at the weekend. Little did I know what future I was creating. And what if your business is the awareness of the future that you can create? And that, guys, that's not a figure. That's something that you have to get for you, what inspires you. Little did I know 6 years ago that I would have the most amazing teams working with me. People that, like, oh my goodness me, I can go beyond words what they create with me. So thank you for being here. Thanks for listening to Joy Business, and bye for now.